Today I'm going to share my results of 2 years study, that is on assessment. The study was on assessment of imidacloprid and horticultural oil treatments on predators associated with eastern hemlock. So I would like to start with a brief introduction of hemlock. Hemlock is distributed throughout eastern United States, and Carolina hemlock is limited to Carolina. On these both tree, both species, hemlock woolly adelgid is very destructive, and these both trees are susceptible to hemlock woolly adelgid. So hemlock is an important component of eastern United hemlock is an important component of forest ecosystem, because it cools the streams of streams, and it also it is also associated with a lot of wild life habitat. It helps to reduce erosion, and it is also an ornamental plant, and about 120 species are associated with eastern hemlock. So hemlock woolly adelgid attack, it is native to Asia, and it is a aphid like insect. It penetrates stylus into the tree system, and it sucks the juice. It was earlier introduced into North America in 1924, but later in 1951 it was introduced in Virginia. It feeds, as I earlier said, it feeds on both eastern as well as Carolina hemlock. This figure shows a distribution of hemlock woolly adelgid. In green area, it is a distribution of eastern hemlock, while the dark area is distribution of hemlock woolly adelgid. And the yellow part, yellow dots shows recent infestation of hemlock woolly adelgid. So it seems it is expanding in all its directions. So damage. Hemlock woolly adelgid feeds on needles, and it depletes nutrition, which makes the tree very weak. And after initial infestation, colonies establish very easily. And within 4 to 10 years of infestation, trees are gone, and they are very very infected. And to control these hemlock woolly adelgid, a lot of chemicals are applied, but among these, imidacloprid is widely used, which is a systemic insecticide. Over here, I have a hypothesis for this project, for this research. There is a triangle between chemicals, especially imidacloprid, and herbivorous insects and predators. To kill the hemlock woolly adelgid, we are applying imidacloprid on a hemlock tree. So what happens, it kills also hemlock woolly adelgid and other herbivorous insects, but on the other hand, predators feed on these herbivorous insects, and they are also getting imidacloprid, and they are also killed. So in other words, we can say in this system, predators are on the hemlock, pest is also hemlock. So it is a natural system. But to kill the pest, what we are doing is we are spraying with various chemicals or various horticulture oils. So these have a bad impact or negative impact. So these. So these predators as well as pest also living are, if pest is killed by these chemicals, then definitely these pest, these predators are also killed. So, and they are either living or they are being killed. So the basic the objectives of this study was to assess the impact of imidacloprid against hemlock, which is used against hemlock woolly adelgid. And the second was to determine the diversity and the seasonal abundance of predators on eastern hemlock. And the third was to assess the influence of vertical stratification on predator density. So to achieve these objectives, we started in study in Indian boundary in Cherokee National Forest. We took 30 trees, and these trees these trees were in blocks, and there were three blocks, and each block there were 10 trees, and in within 10 trees we treated 5 trees in fall 2005 and 5 in April 2006. So horticultural oil treatment and horticulture oil was treated as, and there was only treatment on control trees, the same as imidacloprid treatment. We used imidacloprid in three different ways of applications. So these show the top, on the left it shows tree injection, on the lower side it shows soil injection, and in middle it shows a soil drench, and on right it shows foliar spray of horticultural oil. So sampling, we made samples throughout 2006 to 2007. We collected observed the main trunk for at least 15 minutes, and also we took bead sheets from one bead sheet from each cardinal direction, and we also installed a mullet strap. And this data was analyzed in SPSS and also tested with LSD. In vertical stratification, to get vertical stratification, we divided this tree into three strata: the top, middle, and the bottom. And we sampled two times in August 2006 and September 2007. And like other samples, we also took three bead sheet samples per stratum, and also a direct observation for at least 15 minutes per stratum. So for the results, we collected about more than 4,000 predators during this entire sampling season, and these were comprises about 10 arthropod orders, and the spiders were more abundant on all collections, and among these more than 60% of our predators were comprised of five spider families. So these are the spider families which we collected. This shows in earlier season in winter the population of predator was low, but it built up gradually, and went a peak in August, and gradually then after September it gradually decreased. We didn't find any significant difference between fall and spring treatments. And the spider as well as other predator density was same in fall as well as in spring treatments. That was for 2006, but then we again sampled in 2007, and we found same results, except we found that the predator density was going up. So these are pesticide applications, which shows that there was a different, significant difference between control and horticulture oil as compared to other treatments of imidacloprid. So this is for 2007. We got same result, but imidacloprid treatments we saw that the overall population is building. So this also shows that because we applied this treatment in 2005 and we sampled 2006 and 2007, but in 2007 we saw that the predator abundance is gradually building up. In vertical stratification, we could not find any difference between top and the middle, but there was a significant difference between bottom and other stratum. In conclusion, spiders were abundant on eastern hemlock. The time of application has no impact on predator density, and imidacloprid treatments, regardless of their application, had reduced the predator density. And the predator density was higher on the top and medial strata than lower strata. And with this, I would like to thank Dr. Jerome Grant, Dr. Paslamdin, Frank Harvesty, and also Cherokee National Forest and Fulbright IIE for granting me. And any question, please? And